Beyond a doubt, the most colorful part of our national myth is the settling of the American West. Seen in this light, the Civil War was merely a diversion. With the fighting over, Northerners and Southerners alike worked to push the American frontier westward. Cowboys, Indians, miners, soldiers, farmers, railroaders, and yes, even medicine women played their unique parts in fulfilling our manifest destiny. These years were exciting years for Americans, for all Americans except for the Indians, who were routinely driven off their lands in a resumed form of ethnic cleansing. The American general, William Tecumseh Sherman, how's that for an ironic middle name, openly stated that the only good Indian is a dead Indian. And as before, the white men were usually victorious, but not always. The 1876 defeat of the old Civil War cavalryman George Custer at Little Bighorn showed how desperately the Indians would fight for their land and their way of life. At the shameful December 29, 1890 massacre at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, more than 300 Sioux were killed by the U.S. cavalry.